Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Powerbank, Suen, reports FY 2025 results, highlights transition to independent power producer model. Powerbank Corporation, trading as Suen on NASDAQ, reported fiscal year 2025 results with revenue at $41.5 million, a 29% decrease from the previous year. Despite a net loss of $31.1 million, CEO Dr. Richard Liu highlighted progress in transitioning to an independent power producer model. The company saw a significant increase in IPP revenues, reaching $9.3 million, and focused on scaling retained IPP assets, advancing U.S. solar development, and expanding Canadian battery storage and community solar initiatives. Powerbank Corporation is a renewable energy project developer with a diverse portfolio of projects in North America. For more information, visit powerbankcorp.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Powerbank Corporation SUN, FSC 103, reports FY 2025 results, highlights transition to independent power producer model. Powerbank Corporation MWEN reported fiscal 2025 revenue of $41.5 million, a 29% decrease year over year, with a 25% gross margin and a 1,508% increase in IPP revenues to $9.3 million. Despite a net loss of $31.1 million, CEO Dr. Richard Liu highlighted progress in scaling retained IPP assets, advancing U.S. solar development, and expanding Canadian battery storage and community solar initiatives. Powerbank Corporation focuses on distributed and community solar projects in North America with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more, visit powerbankcorp.com. As U.S. EV incentives expire, the industry waits to see demand trends. Lower-priced electric vehicles may determine whether America's EV market can sustain growth without government subsidies, as manufacturers prepare to launch affordable models into a marketplace suddenly stripped of the federal incentives that have supported sales for nearly two decades. Nissan is bringing a redesigned Leaf to market, starting around $30,000. While GM and Ford have budget-friendly EVs in development that could prove whether consumers will embrace electric mobility based purely on vehicle merits rather than tax breaks. The coming months will reveal whether recent sales growth represented genuine market transformation or simply expensive government-subsidized experimentation that collapsed without continued financial intervention. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BIN-I, now have to. Global data poll says U.S. tariffs likely to impact oil, gas sector. A recent global data poll suggests that the U.S. tariffs implemented by President Trump are likely to impact the oil and gas sector. The tariffs, aimed at protecting America's economic interests, have created uncertainty in the commodity market. This uncertainty may also affect other commodities like copper and gold, impacting companies such as Tor Metals Inc., T. Investors can find the latest news and updates about Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors and influencers.
Investor News Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Litatazdak FMST SEF AT receives 3-year exploration permit for Hatchet Lake Uranium Project. Foremost Clean Energy Litatid, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE under FAT, has received a 3-year exploration permit for its Hatchet Lake Uranium Project. the permit allows for up to 50 drill holes through December 2028. A 3,000-meter Phase 2 drill program is planned for winter 2025-2026 to follow up on the Tuning Fork discovery. CEO Jason Barnard emphasized uranium's critical role in meeting global clean energy demand. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing North American uranium and lithium exploration company with projects in the Athabasca Basin region of northern Saskatchewan. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at .ff.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.